As people in Western Alaska prepare for winter, one Alaskan has taken on the small goal of getting help to a community. So far, it's working in Nunam Iqua, thanks to the internet, and the state is also getting ready to respond if needed as the season develops. APRN's Dave Donaldson reports.
Reports from rural Alaska indicate that residents are already having problems buying food and fuel for the coming winter. They're still waiting for a federal declaration of an economic disaster based on this year's poor commercial fishing season. The fall floods also destroyed boats and nets used for subsistence fishing for too many people across the region. Ann Stronghart helped organize a program last year that found a way for outsiders to help residents in the region. And this year, she says phone calls to people in Nunam Iqua found 22 of 23 households she talked to are having trouble again.
Out of the 23 families that I reached, 22 of those families said that they were already having problems with food and would like help again this year.
She has set up a one-on-one adopt-a-family program that connects people throughout the United States directly with families in Western Alaska, using the new mail flat rate postal service to send food and supplies inexpensively. So far, in a little more than a week, she's gotten help for 14 of the 22 families that said they need it.
They contact me and they adopt a family. We've had several people who couldn't afford to adopt a family on their own, so I got permission from them to hook them up with similar individuals, and they're all adopting a family together. I have a group of five ladies right now spread across the lower 48 and Canada who are working together to adopt a family of eight, and they've already got seven boxes of food and diapers and wipes ready to go and to send to this family in Nunam.
The state's also working with rural residents to prepare for the winter. John Moeller's the administration's rural affairs advisor. He hasn't gotten calls for urgent help this year, and he says supplies of food and fuel have been delivered to most places.
There's an economics issue here in terms of buying the commodities. But the other part of helping individuals, if you will, to afford fuel and heating fuel and food, as an example, is that those that qualify fully capitalize on the programs that are already out there, like the low-income heating assistance program, which in many cases regional nonprofits administer those programs and stuff, but you know, food stamps, another example, to get as many people signed up for that actually qualify, so that offsets or puts a few more dollars in folks' pockets.
Specifically in Nunam Iqua, Moeller says off 156 people in the community, 116 have received food assistance. That includes food stamps, WIC, and other existing needs-based programs. Moeller says there's been a concentrated effort to make certain people know where the assistance is available and to put those systems on alert for the winter. He says if someone calls for help this year, the state will answer. I'm Dave Donaldson in Juneau.